come to this place tonight to encounter you. We've come to meet with you face to face. We've come to hear from you. So come just crash in at this place. Let heaven just overcome us. Let it just invade tonight. Invade us, God. Open our eyes that we might really begin to see you as you are. We're asking for open eyes tonight. We're asking for encounters tonight. We're asking for fresh oil tonight. Let fresh oil come. Holy Spirit, take over this meeting. Take over the atmosphere. Have your way with us. Do whatever you want. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We just want you to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Fall in this place. Come and stir up our hearts again. Setting our minds on you right now, just pushing aside every distraction, pushing aside everything that hinders. Lord, we just look up right now. We're looking up at you. We're expecting from you tonight. Lord, you have reserved things. You have laid aside things for tonight's meeting, and we're just asking for those things. They would come, a fresh manna would come, bread from heaven would come for us, because we're so hungry. We're desperately hungry. I'm asking for fresh manna, for new revelation to come, for new knowledge to come. Lord, come and unveil your mysteries. Unveil your mysteries. Your mysteries to our heart, Jesus. Remove those veils that keep us from seeing you. Those veils that keep us from understanding you. But enlighten us tonight. Release the illuminating light that would illuminate the eyes of our hearts. We want to see that bright light. Bright light. Light of a knowledge of holy. So just come and move upon us in a fresh new way. Fresh new way. Fresh revelation of Jesus Christ. You have freedom in this place. You have freedom to move. Come more, heaven, just fall in this place. Holy Spirit, we invite you, come even more. Tonight we want to hear from you, we want to see you, Jesus. Let tonight be a time of just personal encounters, love encounters, encountering the Father's heart. Getting refreshed and renewed in the Holy Spirit. A place where we can come together and worship you and praise you. A place where we can connect with you in a fresh new way. Lord, I'm asking for renewal in this place. Renewal, that people would renew their relationship with you. That we would always be burning. In our abandonment, Jesus. We would run after you. Refresh us, renew us. Pour out the living waters. Let heaven heaven come like the river in us, flow inside of us like the river. Let your presence just flow like the river in our hearts. A refreshing river from heaven. Refresh our souls. Refresh our hearts. Bring things into the right perspective. Refresh us and renew us. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Fill us up. We're so thirsty, so hungry. I thank you that we can just come like this and be with you because we want to. It's not that someone is making us do this, Lord. We came here because we want to be with you. And I thank you for that opportunity. You call us blessed, Jesus. Blessed are the thirsty and hungry. You call us blessed. It's a blessing to be thirsty, and it's a blessing to be hungry. It's a blessing to be poor in spirit. Lord, we want more of you. We want more of you, Lord. In this exciting times and in this transitional times, God, we're not stopping our pursuit. Lord, in fact, we're just relentless in our search for you, Lord, this journey with you. We want to go deeper. We want to go further. We're running this race. Running this race, eyes on the prize, Jesus. We're just going after you. We're knowing and expecting that you're going to begin to manifest new things in our midst. You're going to begin to manifest your glory like you've never done before. Because we are a greater glory generation. And that you kept the best wine for last. Lord, we are living in the best times where your glory is coming to invade. When you're coming to make yourself seen again in this generation. We're so privileged, Jesus, that we get to partake in what you're doing in this hour. We get to partake of what is happening right now in the church, Lord. You're raising up your church. Oh, to reach out this generation, this bridal generation, Lord. This generation that is called for your glory. This generation that is called to be your bride. Lord, I'm just super excited that we are witnesses. That you call us to be witnesses. You call us to be witnesses of your gospel. The gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the glory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. I just thank you. Thank you for the anointing that you just poured out on your church to preach the gospel, to preach the good news. I thank you that you're making us a voice. I thank you that you're making us a messengers, messengers of your love. I thank you that you're releasing a message. Message that is so necessary in this generation. A message that will capture the hearts of this generation, Lord, and it is your sound. It's your sound. It's your voice. It's your sound that is being released. A release through your body, through your corporate body. Thank you for making us witnesses. Thank you for making us witnesses. Thank you for raising up apostolic. Thank you for raising up apostolic. We're raising up apostolic witness. Thank you for raising up Jesus, the prophetic. Thank you for raising up seers and prophets. Thank you for raising up judges in our generation. Judges. Judges, God. Judges in this generation. Because justice rolls like a river out of heaven. up John the Baptist in our generation. You're raising up Johns in this generation. It's the spirit of Elijah that is releasing these last days. A voice that is crying out in the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord. It's the apostolic witness. Thank you for raising up burning ones, Jesus. Thank you for raising up a company of burning ones that will shake this earth, that will shake regions, they will shake nations, they will shake cities, they will shake communities, they will shake cultures. Thank you for raising up voices, voices that are crying out in this wilderness. Lord, this generation will see you. This generation will see your glory. This generation will see you high and lifted up. This generation will know their God. This generation will bow their knees before you, Jesus. They will cry out that Jesus Christ is Lord. We're seeing it. We're believing it. We're declaring it. We're prophesying it. That this generation is bridal generation. That this generation is glory generation. Lord, and you have given an invitation to us in this time. We have an invitation. Oh, if we would just respond in the right way. If this generation would just respond in the right way. Lord, we would begin to see great and mighty acts. Great and mighty acts of heaven. Great and mighty acts of the Holy Spirit. Cause this generation to respond in the right way. Lord Jesus, cause this generation to respond in the right way. Release love, because love captures the heart. Release love, because love captures the heart. Everyone wants love. Everyone needs love. This generation. We're asking you, make us into a message of love. A message of love. Take us, Jesus, as a clean piece of paper and write a message of love to this generation. We want to partner with you. Jesus, have your reward. Are your inheritance. The nations are your inheritance, Jesus. We are your inheritance. We are your portion. This generation is your inheritance. We're just declaring it. We're declaring the truth of God. We're declaring it in this atmosphere, the word of the Lord, that this present generation, it's the inheritance of Jesus Christ, and he will have his reward. We are his portion. Jesus, you went through suffering. You hang on that cross. You shed your blood. You saw this generation in that day. You saw this us in that day, Lord. You did it for us. Your blood was shed for us, Jesus. Your blood was shed for this generation. Release a restoration of all things. Restoration of all things. Release the anointing of restoration. Release anointing of restoration. You came to undo the works of the devil. You came. of righteousness, Lord. Ride on. Ride on, Jesus. I know that the heaven has been involved. Heaven's been involved in this time, in this generation. The kingdom of God is on this earth. Many things have been happening. Lord, you've released your armies. You've released your angels. Angels on assignment to bring everything into an alignment according to your word. Lord, and we're just speaking this into the atmosphere, testifying to the things that are happening in the spirit realm. The things are coming to order. Things are coming into a perfect alignment according to your will, according to your word, according to the prophetic word, the word that has been prophesied for thousands of years. It's being established right now. It's being established right now. Because heaven is at work, the angels are at work, and your kingdom is advancing in this earth. And now there's much more of us on this earth. Heaven is advancing, it's expanding, it's increasing. You're taking over this earth. You're taking over this earth. Jesus, we're declaring that you are taking over this earth. We're declaring that you are taking over kingdoms, kingdoms of men, taking over nations. You're taking over regions. Jesus, you're taking over cultures. You're taking over communities. We're prophesying an invasion. We're prophesying an invasion. An invasion. Jesus, take over. Take over. Expand your kingdom. Expand your kingdom on the earth. Raise up places that would burn for you. Raise up communities that would burn for you. Raise up, Jesus, culture of heaven. Culture of heaven. Culture of your kingdom on this earth. Let us be a correct representation of you, a correct representation of how things look with you. That when people look at us, they would begin to see you. They would begin to see the spirit of freedom. They would begin to see a culture of freedom upon us. When they come in contact with us, they might understand that there's something bigger. There's something greater out there. They would begin to experience it as they come in contact with us. As they come into fellowship with us, they would begin to feel freedom. Let us be the ones carrying the spirit of freedom upon our lives. And it's something tangible. Something one can feel, something one can experience. Tangible. Spirit of freedom. That all those that would come to us would experience freedom. In any of the places they need freedom. Where they come to us, bondage is destroyed. Chains are broken. Jesus, affliction is broken. Depression is destroyed, Jesus. Addictions break off of people. Let us be the ones carrying the spirit of freedom. Where fear would fall to his knees. People would become truly free. Because freedom looks like something. Because freedom, it feels like something. Let us carry this element of freedom that maybe we haven't even experienced. Lord, but we're crying out for it. We're crying out for it, God. To have this authentic experience with you, where we become fully free. So that people that come around us, they may begin to be free. Oh, soul and body of freedom that He promised, a freedom that He paid for, a freedom that is attainable. Baptize us in freedom, because freedom looks like something and it feels like something. It's tangible. Jesus, baptize us in freedom, that we could truly begin to partner with You. Freedom. Oh, to be the ones that carry true freedom to the needy, to the ones that are suffering, to the ones that are afflicted, to the ones that are tormented, to the ones that are in prison. Carry freedom, Jesus, like You carry freedom in Your generation. Everyone that came in contact with You experienced that freedom. And this is the freedom that I'm talking about. This is the freedom that I'm praying about. It's the freedom that You carry, Jesus. But all those that haven't come into encounter with You in Your generation, Jesus, they've experienced true freedom. They've experienced a life-changing experience, encounter, reality. Their life was never the same. And Lord, I know that You desire to just release this type of ministry in the earth. You desire to release this type of ministry to us. Come, start with us. We say yes to Your partnership. We say yes to Your leadership. Jesus, we love Your leadership. We love Your leadership, Jesus. And You have demonstrated Your ministry in such an awesome way. It's the ministry of Jesus Christ, the ministry of restoration, the ministry of freedom. Oh, that You would anoint us. Oh, that You would anoint us, Jesus. submit our lives to Jesus. Where we can say that we no longer live for ourselves, that we live for you, Jesus, and that we live through you, Jesus. We live for you and we live through you. We no longer be covered by our old nature, covered by the old system. Lord, that we would be governed by your Spirit, governed by you. Change the government inside of us. Change the government inside of us. We want to be governed by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We want to be led in that same way the Lord Jesus was led in his generation. So we submit to your working in our life. We submit to your working in our life, Holy Spirit. We will run this race with you. We will finish this race with you. But we will give up our life. We no longer want to be that old man, that carnal nature. We want to be rise up as the new man according to the nature of Jesus Christ. We will run this race with you, Holy Spirit, in this transformation to be just like Jesus Christ. Become a gateway for Jesus in the earth. That he could freely come and step in through us. Could freely come and step in through us. Lord, we desire it. We desire this. Because we desire to bring you your reward. We desire for to have your reward in us. Come and have your way with us, Jesus. Come and have your way. You are good. You are good, Jesus. Come and step in through us, Jesus.
Thank you for the new way that you will move, God. Thank you for those hearts that are going to be set free today, God, that are being set free through our prayers. Thank you for the kingdom of God that's being released. Thank you for the glory of God that's being released. Thank you, God, for the kingdom of God is advancing. The kingdom of God is advancing. The kingdom of God is advancing. It's taking over. The kingdom of God is taking over. We thank you, God, for your kingdom is invading, is taking over this land. It's taking over the hearts of your people. The kingdom of God is unstoppable. It will break through. The kingdom of God is coming and taking over, invading this land, invading this region, invading this state, invading this country, God. The kingdom of God is being released. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. We declare it. The kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is advancing, taking over. is advancing. It will invade this land. It will invade the hearts of sons and daughters. It will invade this land. Thank you, for the kingdom of God is near. God, we feel you. We hear you. We see you. And we thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for everything that you are doing, everything that you are starting. When you start, you will finish, God. Because what you have started, you will finish. And we will witness it. We will see it. So come and have your way. Come and have your way. Come and have your way, God. Come and have your way. Come and have your way, we ask you, God. Come and have your way. May your kingdom come. May your kingdom come. May your kingdom come. May your kingdom come and invade. Invade, and your will be done. Your will be done, Lord. Your will be done. Your will be done. Liberty, bring liberty in this land, God. Bring liberty in this land, God. Bring liberty, set your sons and daughters free, God. Set your sons and daughters free. Set them free, God. Liberate them. Liberate them from holding, from things that are holding them back, gripping hold of them. We just release the freedom of God. God, come. Freedom of God, come. Liberate this land. Liberate our hearts. Liberate this land, God. Liberate this land, Lord. Release your truth, God. Release your truth, God. Release your truth. Release your word, God. Release your true love. Release your love, God, upon this land. Release your love upon this land, God, so that your sons and daughters will start feeling your love, God, and start receiving your love. They will start encountering you. They will start encountering you once again, Lord. They will start feeling your love once again, God. Bring revival. Bring revival, God. Who you are. Release revival, God. children of God. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move. Oh, come and move. Oh, come and move. Supernatural hunger. Release a supernatural hunger. A supernatural hunger that will be released in your children, God. And they will begin to search and they'll begin to ask questions. They'll begin to awaken. Hunger for your presence. Hunger for your nearness. Hunger for your reality. Hunger to know you, God. Hunger to know the knowledge of God, to receive the knowledge of God. Breakthrough. Just breakthrough. Breakthrough. Breakthrough in this land. Breakthrough, Holy Spirit. Warriors, awaken those hearts, God, that won't be able to be silent. Awaken those hearts that if they say yes to you, they will go all the way. Awaken those hearts that will follow you all the way. Awaken those hearts that will begin to search you out. Awaken those hearts that will begin to cry out. Awaken those hearts that will begin to ask for more. Awaken those hearts that will not settle for what they have, God. Awaken those hearts that will keep searching. Awaken those hearts that will keep seeking. Awaken those hearts that will keep asking for more of you. Awaken those hearts that will keep searching for more, keep searching for more. Awaken them all over, God. We just ask that they will be awakened all over this region. That it will be awakened all over this region, everywhere, God. Everywhere, let the Holy Spirit awaken them. Let the Holy Spirit touch them. Let the Holy Spirit stir them. Awaken them. Just begin to move in them. Begin to awaken them. Begin to remind them of who they are. Begin to remind them of who they are. Begin to release the knowledge of God in them right now. Begin to release the revelation of God in them. We just see them. We know they're awakening. Awakening multitudes. We know they're awakening. There's multitudes. There is multitudes. We know they're awakening. There's multitudes. We will not stop fighting until we see those multitudes. We will not stop fighting until we see multitudes, God. We will not stop fighting until we see multitudes. Until we see multitudes come to the kingdom of God. Until we see multitudes begin to awaken. Until we see multitudes. Multitudes, God. Those that the enemy has stolen. Those that the enemy is holding back right now. We're just speaking to their lives. We're just releasing freedom into their lives right now. We just begin to awaken. We just begin to awaken wherever you are. In Jesus' name, we just speak revival into you. To you. We just speak revival to you right now. In Jesus' name, begin to awaken. In Jesus' name, begin to awaken. you awaken. You will awaken. You will awaken in Jesus' name. We speak multitudes coming to the kingdom of God. We speak multitudes coming to the kingdom of God. Multitudes coming to the kingdom of God. Multitudes set free right now into the kingdom of God. Multitudes. Multitudes. Multitudes come. Multitudes come into the knowledge of God. Multitudes come into the knowledge of God. God, for the kingdom of God is advancing, for the kingdom of God is invading, for the kingdom of God is advancing over those multitudes right now, for the kingdom of God is advancing, it's taking over, for the glory of God is taking over those multitudes right now. We just see those dry bones be awakened again. We just speak life into the dry bones. We just speak life into the dry bones right now. We release life into the dry bones right now. We speak life into the dry bones right now. We speak life into the dry bones of this generation. We speak life. We speak life. Speak life into the dry bones. We speak life. We release life into the dry bones. We speak life. We release life into those dry bones right now. Right now. Right now. Let the life of God come. Come upon those dry bones. Let the life of God come. Release life. Release life. Release life. God, release life. God, come, release life. God, come and release life. Come, breathe upon. Come, breathe upon them. Come, breathe upon them. Breathe upon them. Oh, come breathe upon them. Come breathe upon them. Breathe your breath of life. Breathe your breath of life. Breathe your breath of life. Speak life. Walk and breathe alive. This generation will walk life again. Bring life again. Bring life again. We long for you. We long for you. We long for your life. Waters, God. We long for your atmosphere, God. We long for your atmosphere, God. We long for your atmosphere that's going to take over this land. We long for your kingdom. Come and take over this land. Come and take over this land. Come, take over this land. Come and take over this land. Take over this land.
Еще, знаете, еще больше света пронзило в эту, знаете, в атмосферу, знаете, в атмосферу этой земли, в этом штате. Больше молитв высвобождается, больше света высвобождается, больше ангелы получают силу и энергию. И, знаете, наши молитвы, они не просто, знаете, до потолка. Они идут, они дают энергию, дают силу ангелам менять в атмосфере полностью. Потому что все сначала решается в духовном мире, потом приходит уже в нашу, уже, знаете, в этот мир. Поэтому нашими молитвами мы бомбим царство тьмы, мы даем силу ангелам, мы даем силу ангелам, чтобы они меняли, преображали сердца людей. Знаете, вуаль сходит с глаз, уши у людей открываются. Знаете, полностью все меняется, мышление людей меняется. Мы иногда думаем, знаете, хотим за одну молитву все поменять, а оно так не работает. Иногда, знаете, эти пласты, эти слои царства, знаете, тьмы, они настолько толстые, что нужно хорошо бомбить, нужно хорошо много высвобождать, знаете, не один раз, не одну молитву. Знаете, иногда, у кого у вас было, знаете, одну и ту же фразу или одну и ту же молитву, ты молишься, и у тебя другой ничего не идет. Это Дух Святой говорит, Он дает тебе, твоему Духу, знать, высвобождай, говори. Знаете, когда ты бьешь в одну точку, знаете, иногда смотришь, какая-то ситуация или вещь, она просто непробиваемая. Думаю, ну, одним разом, ну, как бы, одним даже ударом ты ее не откроешь. Нужно постоянно стоять и бить, и бить, и бить, и потом открывается. Какая-то сфера, дверь, должно если даже взять, естественно, так же в духовном мире. Знаете, бомбить, 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 и просто эта дверь потом открывается. Я верю, что то, что мы делаем сейчас, мы бомбим, мы ударяем нашими молитвами, мы наносим удары, удары по царству тьмы в этом городе, в этом штате и вообще по всему миру. Я знаю, что глобальная церковь тоже очень, они подсоединены к этому посту, к этим молитвам очень сильно. И, как я в прошлый раз говорила, мы постоянно говорим, что уже мы видим плоды. Бог, знаете, как сверхъестественно сводит с людьми, с которыми в прошлом были какие-то связи, контакты, и как-то, знаете, каким-то образом открывается разум, открываются глаза у людей. Это не просто так, это молитвы действуют. Поэтому мы будем бомбить. Даже после 40-го дня это нас не остановит. Будем дальше продолжать, пока мы не увидим Царство Бога в действии на этой земле, в этом штате. Amen. Окей, воздайте Ему славу еще раз за это прекрасное время, за эту прекрасную возможность быть здесь.